What's up, guys? Welcome to After Buzz Sports. This is our NBA playoff recap. And guess what? We actually have competitive games to talk about this time. So let's get in.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We got to get the energy up, guys. Come on, yes. Let's go. Okay. Yes. Okay.
We're not the only ones up late, though.
That's
for
right.
For CJ Houston, it's 2 a.m.
Yes. Look, guys, thank you for staying up and joining us. We got competitive games to talk about today, or singular.
Game three?
Yes. But first, let's do our intros. Christine, where can they find you?
What's up, everybody? I'm your host, Christine Alexis, and you can find me all over social media at Christine Beam.
I'm Jesse Zahner. You guys can find me all over social media at Athletic.
And I'm D'Angelo. You can hit me up on Twitter or Instagram at D'Angelo. That's D-E-A-N-J-I-L-O. So, the Celtics came without their star. They decided to make this series longer for some reason, like anybody wants that. But they were able to defeat the Cavaliers, and LeBron James-less Cavaliers, I would say. Was LeBron there? Like, where is he?
Did you check the tunnel?
He looked bored. LeBron just looked bored that whole game. He looked so disinterested, I would say. But so the Celtics are able to beat the Cavs 108-105. And on Avery Bradley, late game, three-point game winner. Like, and I think the way that
it's 111-108.
111-108, thank you. I think seeing how that shot fell down, it was like bounced on the rim like four or five times, and it was like really ugly game winner. And I feel like that summarized that entire game. Like, the Celtics were really resilient, got a lot of contributions from a lot of different players, came back down from 21-point deficit, and were able to defeat the Cavaliers. Were you guys surprised? Like, did anybody have the Celtics winning this game?
No. I thought no. The Cavs would sweep. I also, like, waited all game for LeBron to become himself. So, like, at the end of the third quarter when he went out, I was like, okay, he must be gearing up for, like, a blowout in the fourth. So I expected him to come and have, like, 20 points in the fourth quarter and do, like, something spectacular and win the game. And really, I feel like it's on LeBron today. Like, LeBron scores more, he does more, the team wins.
Yeah.
So I did not expect this.
I didn't expect it either. I thought the same thing. You know, it might be go time for LeBron in the fourth, but didn't happen. And, you know, he owned up to it in his post-game press conference. You know, he said that the poor performance was all on him and that they need to get back to playing desperate basketball, which I completely agree.
Yeah.
They had the opportunity to make this quick and easy, but maybe someone, you know, within their organization decided, let's just make some more TV. Let's stretch this series out a little longer.
I mean, you have a theory.
Yeah, because like you said, he looked so disinterested, so bored. Yeah. It's like, damn, am I just so good? Why did I have to show up tonight? Like,
is that what he did? He did the hair flip.
On the court. Just
well, actually, we got the highlights too. Let's run those. Yeah, LeBron, 11 points on 4 of 13 shooting, 6 rebounds. It was really bad. I feel like though he was expecting his teammates to take care of it. Like, he was going to coast, save his energy for the Warriors.
Yeah.
And you would think the team would be able to handle that, right, without Isaiah Thomas?
Well, it's not like they didn't try. Kevin Love put up, 28?
Mm-hmm.
Kyrie put up 29. Really?
18 from Tristan Thompson, 13 from J.R. Smith.
There were contributions.
It was a motivated Celtics team, though, I would say. Like, everyone contributed. You got, let's see what the stat line says. 20 for Avery Bradley, 27 from Marcus Smart. I mean, that stands out. Al Horford, 16, and 14 from Jay Crowder. So it was collectively, it seemed like they were more free with Isaiah Thomas not being on the court.
I agree. I mean, I think what Boston did really well this game was be resilient, because they were down at one point by 21 points. I mean, like, it's hard to keep, you know, trying. Oh, actually, and
we got the highlights. Sorry, I just realized it's the highlights from another game.
It's from game
from
two.
From the regular season. That's what that is.
Is that regular season?
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, guys, if you saw that, then, you know,
just a little
Celtics fans, if you wanted something else to remember that you beat the Cavs before, that's what that was, I guess. yeah, I mean, I would definitely say this victory for the Celtics, it's more of a morale builder. It says a lot about Brad Stevens being a great coach.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have anything to do with the rest of the series. Like, I mean, but I think Boston being able to get this moral victory more than anything, it really gives them confidence maybe for next season.
I think so. I think they needed it for that reason. And honestly, I think the Cavs needed it too, because the narrative up until this point was like, are they having a better playoff run than the Warriors? They're just coasting. Is their playoff run more impressive? Mm. It's all about just them just being so impressive and smothering and dominating, which is, you know, true. But this game, I think, was a wake-up call for them that it needs to be a team effort. Mm-hmm. This needs to be team ball, which means contributions from everybody. It can't, I mean, everyone, you know, did their part, but like really it comes back to LeBron about it needs to be go time all the way. This is your team, carry the team, right? Like, you're almost there.
And that's what LeBron said in his press conference. He said, like, I'm happy this happened now. And I agree, it happened now than against the Warriors, because it's going to be a lot easier to beat Boston with a loss. But, you know, the Warriors are a different animal. So I agree with him and I agree with you. I think that it's good that it happened now, but this is LeBron's team. I mean, like you said, his surrounding cast of players did pretty well for themselves.
Actually, looking at the stat line,
so, like, LeBron needs to step it up, and he is the reason that they lost this game.
Yeah. It's weird, though. I mean, the amount of pressure that's on this guy. It's amazing how ordinary they look without him as a catalyst. And
that's why he's MVP.
Yeah, I mean, really, to not be top four, at least top three, that was crazy.
I wish they would tell him every night that he's not top three, because then he'll play like an animal.
Yeah, really, it's very true. But I would say that I'm concerned then, I don't want to go too far into like finals talk, but like if LeBron has to do this every night against just to beat a team like Boston, you know what I mean? Like, will it be enough against a team like Golden State? Because, like you said, 29 from Kyrie Irving, 28 from Kevin Love. You would think that that should be able to, like, some good defense. You should be able to beat Isaiah Thomas-less Boston Celtics team.
Well, that's the problem, is their defense is not good. Yeah. And I also said last year in the finals, but now I'm going to say it this year too, LeBron needs to have at least 30 a game.
Definitely.
In order for them to win or have a chance at winning. I mean, we need the most productive LeBron that, you know, the Cavs can have against the Warriors.
Yeah. Well, what's the live chat saying?
The live chat was saying that the Celtics and the Cavs match up better with IT out.
Yeah.
And I actually wondered this, and CJ Houston brings up a good point about the draft. So seeing Isaiah Thomas out, does this change how Boston is going to make their, like, how they're going to use their first-round draft pick?
It's interesting, because that's a whole scenario there. Like, the guy who's projected to be number one, Markel Fultz, like, he's a point guard. So, like, that's a direct issue. But I feel like, how do you guys feel about that? I feel like you still have to draft him.
I agree. Yeah. I would draft him, too.
Yeah. I mean, unless they get a great value with the trade. Gordon Hayward's about to be a free agent. Maybe Paul George. I don't know. But because you have to already be thinking about next season if you're the Boston Celtics.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, really, if you're the GM, at least, because this isn't a sustainable, like, series.
Well, the Cavs are going to have to get back on a plane.
Yeah.
Do the damn thing.
It's going to damage them, the fact that they have to play a game five. They have to travel again. When they get to the finals, I feel like it's inevitable. You know, they'll not be as fresh, because we'll talk about the Warriors game, but the Warriors were still able to take care of business, and they have one more game tomorrow.
Right.
But, yeah, any final thoughts about this game in this series so far?
I'm just looking forward to game four, just seeing, you know, how things tie themselves up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's 2-1. I mean, what if they won another game? That'd be crazy.
Yeah.
It's a reach.
Let's
yeah.
not do that. Let's
but
reach the AfterBuzz table there.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I hope LeBron can bounce back from this. Whenever he has a performance like this, I wonder if there's something wrong, because I'm just like, this is so not him. Is he bored? Is he hurt? Is there something we don't know? Like, I don't know. How does he only score 11 points in this game? Yeah. So I'm concerned. So I hope we can see him bounce back and be the LeBron he was, you know, the last 10 games.
I would expect him to take care of business game four.
Put a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, yeah. He needed to find motivation.
And really quick, we were talking about what should Boston do with the first pick. Josh is in the chat and he says, trade the pick.
Trade it.
Trade the pick.
Got to get a star.
Thanks,
from
Josh.
It,
we miss you.
Josh is up right now. It's like
on the East Coast.
Almost like 2:30.
Yeah.
Go to bed, Josh.
We have a lot of people joining us from the East Coast. So, hey, East Coasters. I am from the East Coast.
Me too.
So is he. We're all from the East Coast.
All East Coasters.
Yes.
Best coast. Just saying. Yeah. All right. But anyway, so yesterday, the Warriors and the Spurs played a basketball game against each other. It was actually kind of close for most of the game.
Mm-hmm.
But the Warriors were able to take care of business again. If you guys got to check out this game, Was there anything, like, did you at any point think the Spurs could pull it off? Like, what were your expectations with the game going in?
I didn't think that the Spurs could pull it off, but I'm glad that they made it a game.
Yeah.
I mean, you need to watch something. It doesn't want to just be, like, scrimmages, you know? Like, not to throw too much smack at the Spurs, because they're playing great, considering all the things that they've had thrown at them this postseason. But, you know, the Warriors had really great just standout performances. JaVale McGee, Pat McCaw stepping up. Which is great, because Andre Iguodala is not looking too good right now, and they need support off the bench to keep them going into the postseason.
Yeah.
Because like the Cavs, I believe that Golden State will have a point where they have a little bit of a slump. Like, it's going to happen. Like,
in this series?
Not this series, but, like, in the postseason. Like, you know, everyone has those moments or a couple quarters here and there where it's like things are a little off. I thought the ball movement was off with Golden State first quarter going in. And I was like, please don't be lax in this game. Like, do what you need to do. So I was maybe worried a little bit then. But overall, I thought they had it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I agree. I mean, I think they're going to sweep the series. I hope that they don't for Cleveland's sake, but, you know, I feel like they're without Kawhi, they're just like, they're not like the Celtics. The Celtics lose Isaiah and they are able to
scrappy,
you know, a lot about they don't give up, but
we can run the highlights too while we're talking about the game.
But I do feel like the Spurs are kind of, you know, they're just having a tough time without him.
Yeah, I agree. You know what?
David Lee went out.
The thing that's only, like, my takeaway from this game is LaMarcus Aldridge. Mm-hmm. It's really disappointing. Like, I think this is an opportunity for him as a guy. You know, you're going to get the ball now. You're going to get as many shots as you want. 7 for 17, 18 points. I think 5 rebounds. Even though they're getting blown out, I just would expect LaMarcus Aldridge's numbers to, like, significantly increase. And I don't get why that's not happening.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah.
This is the time for him to be that guy.
Yeah.
And show his worth. And like you said, even in a blowout situation or, like, where you feel like, you know, whatever, we're just playing to play at this point, it's like, show why this team needs you.
Yeah.
Like, prove why you're a part of this equation. And when someone else is out, you fill that void.
Step up. You know, be a leader.
Hell yeah.
We saw Pop call out the whole team and him too. And I don't think he was very pleased after this game either. Like, even though they definitely played a lot harder than game two, the Spurs, you know, highly undermanned team, but you can parallel the Celtics and the Spurs. The Celtics didn't go to the woe is me type persona when it came to the next game. They played harder and they pulled it off. You know what I mean? Which is interesting because Pop is like a legendary coach. You wouldn't expect that.
Exactly. You would expect the opposite performances.
I would agree.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah, it doesn't look good for them to come out that way.
No.
Not at all.
Is there any scenario where the Spurs win game four, in you guys' opinion? They're at home. Make it. What would have to happen?
I mean, yeah, sure. But no, I don't think it's going to happen.
I would say I like Jonathan Simmons. I think for him in this series, he's cemented himself, because that's a guy who, even though this is 7 for 17, 14 points, but I don't know if you guys know his story, but he had to, like, pay for a D-League tryout before he finally got an opportunity to make it, and he's starting now, and I think he is a guy that I do see consistently compete in this series in every game, even if his shot's not falling.
Mm-hmm.
Just a hustle guy, good defender, so I think he's going to make himself some money this offseason.
Hey, cash out.
Cash out, homie. But yeah, do you need any other thoughts, you guys, in regards to this game, this series?
Go Dubs!
What we got on the chat?
What is the chat saying tonight? Josh is lit in the chat. Shout out to you.
Yes.
We miss you, Josh.
CJ Houston says Clay will be the one to close them out, which I find very interesting because, I mean, Clay woke up a little bit tonight. He had 17.
You know, 15 shots. He's been pretty quiet, though.
He's been really quiet, honestly. And, like, that kind of concerns me because I don't want him to. He's the type of guy who can be cold for a couple games and then hit you with, like, a sick, you know, crazy quarter and, like, a breakout game. So I'm not worried, like, long term, but I mean, their series could be over, like, really soon. I want him to still be in rhythm and get hot and be ready.
Confidence builder. Yeah.
Exactly, with the confidence. Because I think it was, like, game two, actually. I was looking at some highlights online, and there was a point where he just crossed the passing lane where the ball was supposed to go to Ian Clark, and he tried to get it and then, like, fumbled it and didn't shoot. And you could see he was, like, frustrated with himself after. Because he's not in sync. His shots are not falling. It's, like, his rhythm is off. And, like, as a shooter, you need that confidence there. So I want him to find it.
Agreed. I think that's a very good analysis. I think they'll need him assuming LeBron returns to form, they'll need that third guy.
Yeah, because Klay has bailed the Warriors out in the way that KD has as of late. Yeah. Like in the past, yeah. Klay's been that guy when Steph's off and you know things aren't going the right way. You feed him, he's the hot hand, it goes. So that's why I really want him to be ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, agreed. Oh, I can't not acknowledge Manu, though. Manu Ginobili, who had 21 points on 7 of 9, he showed up. I mean, I don't know how these guys do it, all these old guys. But, like, they just kind of, like, yeah. Turning back the
time.
I just wish they had, like, Tony Parker, because this could be their last season together. I wish they, at least, if they were going to get knocked out, it would be collectively together. It sucks to not, again, the Warriors kind of get a break, and they don't have to play fully healthy teams all the time. It's a weird trend. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, what if LeBron's hurt and they get lucky for the finals?
Then it'll be over.
That'd be so bad for the NBA.
Even as a Warriors fan, I would be like, ooh, I don't know.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, so those are our two games. Do you guys have any other final thoughts about the playoffs so far? It was nice to just have one that was kind of competitive, like today, but it's just been really rough playoffs. And I'm so, like, my Wizards are gone, so it's just like, no, it's hard to sit through these games sometimes.
It is hard. And I think back to last season, I was so excited to watch every single game, like regular season, even going into the postseason, because it just felt like there was such a great momentum and something was building. And I know a lot of the narrative on these sports shows like are about these two super teams on a crash course to the end. It's like, yeah, that's there. But it's like everything along the way isn't compelling.
Right.
And it's like really hard to stay engaged if you're not like a diehard fan of the two teams that are there.
I agree. It's weird because although I sometimes think it's bad for the NBA, like their ratings continue to go up these last 3 years, but it is kind of frustrating. I mean, if you think about it, like if you like a team like the Wizards, I mean, you have the teams that are terrible at the bottom, then you have a whole bunch of okay teams in the middle, and then you have your top tier team. So a team like the Wizards, like being a fan of their team, it's fun.
Yeah.
But you know they're never going to make it. You know what I mean? So that's what's frustrating. But luckily, the stars that Golden State and the Cavs both have is compelling for most people that are NBA fans, I would say.
Yeah.
But it is really tough because this has been a pretty boring playoffs.
I'm curious to see, like, at the end of this what the numbers will be, too. Have they said it has already been increasing? Or I guess we don't know yet.
For the playoffs, I don't know specifically, but I know year by year, like the NBA's attendance rate has been growing the last 3 years, and so, you know, that says a lot about the league. But you know, this has been a pretty boring playoff.
Yeah, it's been rough. Were you guys surprised to not see LeBron as one of the top three finalists for MVP?
I always am.
I know always. You like.
Yeah, no, I always am. It's.
But who would you take out from that list? You could Kawhi, James Harden, and Russell Westbrook.
It's so hard because all three of those guys played well and all season. And, you know, I'm not saying that, like, I don't want to take anything away from them. But if you think of who is the most valuable player, like whose team needs them the most.
We saw it today.
Even though it's the regular season, it's LeBron and it's been LeBron every year. For the past however many years.
That's boring, though. He can't win it every year.
Well, and I think that's what the writers think. They think we can't have this guy win every year, so we're going to give it to somebody else. But, I mean, do these other guys deserve it? Yes. And if LeBron wasn't in the league, yes, I would vote for Russell. But, like, I am surprised. Like, I just don't know how you can not pick LeBron. But, obviously, I'm wrong because that's what people did.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So, who would you take out is my question.
I would take out, gosh, I mean, James Harden, I guess.
You take out, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I just think Kawhi's too good, and Russ had just such a great season that
would
I can't take away from him.
Would you have said that before this playoff series?
And that's where
that
I
yeah,
that's
yeah.
where
yeah.
I
was thinking yeah. the
no,
same
and
thing.
Yeah. That's the thing, and that's why I am like biased now because I don't know if I would have said that before the playoffs. What about you?
Agreed. No, I felt the same way. Like seeing you know James Harden kind of disappear towards the end of this postseason affects the like I would take him out two of those top three, but it's a regular season award, so. It's like they all had really great seasons. I'd probably still give it to Russ, though.
Yeah. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
LeBron went like average 26-9-9. He almost averaged a triple-double.
Almost.
And he wasn't playing his best. So it's just like if you're not even playing at 100% and you can almost average a triple-double, like – you are the most valuable player.
Well, it has to be based on his actual performance.
Well, the Cavs didn't have like a stellar regular season.
But here's the thing. You take LeBron off the team. The team is nothing.
Agreed.
I mean, like,
you could say the same for all of those guys, though. Every single guy on that list. Kawhi, look at the Spurs. Minus Russell Westbrook on the Thunder.
Is it as big of a drop as getting rid of LeBron?
No, because LeBron is the best player on the planet.
Right.
Yeah.
He's the most valuable player in the league.
So who is, based on these final three names, who is the MVP in your book? Based on the actual finalists that we have on paper.
If I have to vote like the writers vote, I'm going to vote for Russ.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I do think Kawhi is super valuable, too. Like, I think he is probably the second best player in the league.
Yeah.
And his team is really struggling without him.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you
think? Two-way player, too.
I give it to Russell as well. I think just the season that he had. I mean, you know, right? Sports writers love numbers. I mean, dude averaged a triple-double. Yeah. Enough. Give it to him. Enough, like, right. I feel like that's like enough for them, you know? But truly did have a really great season, and that would be my pick.
Yeah, I just want to see the Brody lift the MVP trophy up. I need to see that W. That's all.
CJ Houston says, take Westbrook off the team. We win the lottery. That might be true.
Not might be. It's definitely true. But I think, unless you guys have some closing thoughts, we are done. Do you have anything else to say?
Not really.
No? Okay, cool.
I'm just waiting for the fat lady.
Yeah, I think we're all... Everyone's just like... That's why I was, like, disappointed from the Celtics game. I'm like, oh, I mean, yeah, you won, but God, that means it's another extra game that I have to watch or wait until... So, Celtics, you're selfish. Where can they find you, Christine? We can sign off.
You guys can find me on social media at Christine Bean. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. Sound off. Let me know what you guys think. Go Warriors.
Yes. Thanks for joining us in the live chat tonight, guys. I'm Jesse Zahner. You can find me all over social media at Athletic.
Yes, always. The live chat's always popping. Comment on YouTube. Rate us. Thank you for joining us as always. I'm D'Angelo. Hit me up on Twitter or Instagram, D'Angelo TV for Twitter. But thank you for joining us. We'll see you guys Thursday. Yes. Hopefully our boy Josh will be back in town as well. So see you guys later.
See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.